So today I'm talking about talking, what was once commonplace. People taking the time out of the day to have a meaningful face-to-face interaction. Some might call it F2F, P2P for shorthand. It's kind of lost its luster in the last few years, if you haven't noticed. With all the benefits and conveniences that society's gained from technological advances, it's hard to see a negative. Technology's made it so that social interactions don't have to happen in person. People will argue that social networks have afforded the opportunity to stay in contact with people whom they would have otherwise lost touch. And this is something like Facebook in its earliest stages in a nutshell. As you see, social media has definitely evolved into a creation far beyond keeping in contact. I mean, just think of the memes and GIFs that have been produced on an almost monthly basis if you look back to 2017. It's become a platform upon which today's youth figure that if I'm going to get famous, this is the easiest way to do it. Become a social media superstar. And that's an ideal of an entirely different conversation I'm not trying to have today, but it does feed into the current dilemma about the youth and a lack of conversation skills. Now, I don't mean to go off and sound all crazy old man or what have you, but think about America's earliest stages and the eye-to-eye contact, how that was a critical component of business. It represented a sort of integrity. It didn't afford you the opportunity to say things with disregard or to cater to the whim of each and every one of your thoughts, i.e. a Twitter. I believe that one of the reasons for there being that lost skill in today is because people are more concerned with what's happening in the pop culture world around them. And don't get me wrong, pop culture and culture in general has its place, but being a well-rounded and versatile in the things that matter, like local, national news, art, government, not necessarily popular, but people will throw 2 cents in on them if that 2 cents is what the current wave is. But, you know, those crazy old people with the jobs and connections that can benefit you in the long run, those are the types of conversations that they're having, those damn baby boomers. I recently had a job interview that started out over the phone and ended up in Skype. During this conversation, I was asked the standard questions: why you want the job, where you're currently working, what's your job history like, etc., etc. Despite the initial repetitive nature of the interview, it turned into a 45-minute conversation with my future employer. Conversation skills just show that versatility. It transformed into more than just a time consumer. It's become a necessary skill, especially in the business world. Many job interviews are phone interviews, while others are done over Skype like mine was. And in some fields, that brief interaction can be the key as to whether or not you get that job. This affords you the chance to look your future employer in the eye sometimes and put that face behind the words on your resume or your beautiful little LinkedIn profile. Don't get me wrong, having good conversation isn't just based on your ability to look and nod or having the most expansive vocabulary. It's more so about being truthful and listening with the intent to say something with meaning. Not necessarily something that somebody can always relate to, because it's expected that people will have a difference of opinions, but a good conversationalist can understand that a difference of opinions doesn't mean an argument. It's about expression. You get to showcase who you are in your own words. In some settings, it can lead to a healthy debate and the addition of new information that can influence your way of thinking. Hearing a viewpoint other than your own can often expand what you assumed was the entire story. And it can show you some gaps you might have had in your argument, as well as provide the other person with a fresh perspective. An intellectual win-win situation. So take some time to think about it. Talk that out. You never know when you might be able to turn your dialect into dollar signs. And that's something to tweet about. So the Go DJ Radio Show, hosted by yours truly, Official Dom J. I want to know your thoughts and feedback. This is just based on some conversations I've had working with small business owners, but you may think I'm way off base. I want to hear the 2 cents from the community. Until we meet again, next time, peace.